Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Right, take it away, beach.
Hey, and welcome back to it. Oh, God, I sound like a mincy little gay, don't I?
Hey.
So do you want me to just talk literally?
It's like you're trying to sell me something. Like, it's like trying to sell me poppers.
Well, I am.
Oh.
Would you like some?
Come on.
£2. £2 in a blowjob, darling.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Get Your Willies Out. The podcast where, you know, we give you advice and we fart up lives, all that shebang. This week, who do we have with us? None other than...
I think people know by now, don't they?
Unfortunately, no Emma Spalding this week. She's quite busy.
Yeah, she's busy being a celebrity.
She's busy absolutely smashing the game, darling. Then we have Tom, producer Tom.
Hi,
how have you been? How's your week been? It's been a while since I've seen you.
Any big news this week?
No.
Well, it's been a lovely episode. Thanks for listening, everyone.
I don't actually think so. What is new with me? I've just come for film shoot. That was fun.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, that was really fun.
What's it called?
I can't say. I signed an NDA.
Oh, did you? What was it about?
Actually come for then.
Oh, well.
What is new with me? I looked after my friend's dog, Honey. That was actually really cute and sweet.
This is riveting stuff.
Well, it really made me realise that, like, I'm just not ready to look after something because it made me really stressed that I was responsible for her. Like, literally taking her outside filled me with anxiety. I was like, what if something happens to her? What if, like, I don't know, she gets run over? Or, like, are you right? Am I boring you?
A little bit, yeah.
Anyway, I dog sat for my friend's dog. And she stepped in bed. It was really cute, and I miss her so much. And like when she left, when
Wait,
I
you
left,
miss your dog.
My dog's dead.
Well, I know. That's what I thought you were saying.
So I do miss my dog, yeah, because she did die.
Rest in peace.
But I also miss my friend's dog because she was so cute. And then as I dropped her off to my friend, as I was walking away, my friend was like, "Go with Jake," and she went to come with me.
Oh,
I know. So I think that like
it's like the first person that actually wants to come back.
Oh my God, it's so true. It's like she healed my abandonment issues. She
Aww. Just healed
it. It's cute though. Like honestly, every time I'd like leave the room to like go and do something in my house, like
she'd follow. She dogs are,
but she wouldn't just follow. If I shut the door, she would go apeshit.
She's angst attached.
She's angst attached.
That's why we.
That's why I got on with her.
I was like, dogs.
I was like, babes, me and you. We're
on a page.
Like, because when I've got a boyfriend, he leaves the room. I'm like, come back.
That's actually a really good like way to explain to my boyfriend how I feel. Just be like, imagine a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, really.
And that's that. Six more decks and that's our life. Yeah, I think it was quite healing. And I did think that, like, I understand why people have dogs for therapy, but at the same time, it is stressful being responsible for the little floof. The floof.
Yeah, it does do shit and piss everywhere.
It didn't shit and the piss in the house. I was very thankful because I was waiting to wake up to a big chonker. Of a stink.
Oh.
But I didn't. So.
Oh, brother.
But anyway, yeah, that was literally all that's happened, really. And that was fun.
Well, on that note, shall we get our willies out?
Oh my God, that was so NSYNC. It's gonna be me. I did also do a short film recently, a BFI short film, and it's like, I can't say much about it again.
It's come off it.
NDA. But it's like Y2K themed. How cool.
Yeah, I guess for some people.
Y2K is very me.
What is Y2K? That's just a letter, a number, and a letter.
Well done.
What does it mean?
You went to school.
What does it mean?
It means early 2000s, year 2000s.
How? Oh, yeah.
Y2K.
Y2K.
Oh my God, actually, okay. When people think of us two, they don't think of me as being a dim one, but right now you're proving that.
No, I think they do.
That's what I meant.
I'm screaming.
Oh my God.
Dug your own grave.
You couldn't write it. Oh my God, I should. Someone should write a fucking like sitcom and just like, just off things that I say, because I feel I just don't mean to be funny.
Like that, wouldn't you?
I'd absolutely love that. All about me. Knock button.
Right, knock. Willy's out.
Right, go on.
So, categories. Cock lodged.
In what?
Oh, well, who can say at this point?
I'd love to know.
We've got cash in hand.
Okay, that's what so I'll be asking for after this episode.
Very good.
In hand.
And MILF or DILF, which we didn't get around to last week.
Oh, I like that we're carrying it over, because I bet that person was listening and they were thinking that's really sad. Exactly. I really want to know about that. I'm sorry, but I need to know. It's just in my in my bones. I need to know what this cock has been lodged in.
Cock lodged.
So bad. I need to know.
Cock lodged.
What's it been lodged in?
Okay, well, you'll be surprised to hear that this is from Sarah, 49, from Taunton in Somerset.
Well, you know what? That is a bit of a shock. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Well, we don't judge here, do we?
Simon Cowell. Picture of Simon Cowell.
We do. So, Sarah says, hello, Get Your Willies Out podcast.
Hi.
I used to live alone, but got a lodger last autumn. Sarah, you and I have got a lot in common.
Babes, I'm not a lodger. I'm a permanent fucking fixture at that flat. Thank you very much.
A lodger is a permanent fixture.
I will squat.
It just means I can kick you out quite easily.
No, I'll squat.
It just means you have no rights.
Babes, good luck getting me out, babes. Good, have you seen me in a relationship? Good luck to you.
Yes. Got baby reindeer on my hands.
I will not leave.
No, I won't. I will not leave. So she used to live alone, but got a lodger last autumn, as things are tough. Are tough financially for me, especially in this economy.
To be
especially
fair,
especially
Tom's putting up with me because times are tough, and that's saying something,
mate. Times are tough with capital T.
Tough as the tits on wheels, eh?
And I needed the extra income, she says.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
However, this is where we differ, Sarah.
Oh my God! No, here we go.
We started sleeping together.
Wait, what? Have you not told anyone?
Stop that right now.
Oh, come on.
And
come on, what's that between friends?
Stop that right now.
Fumble.
Stop it. And we now sort of live together as a couple. He now sleeps in my bed, in my room every night. I tell you what, that is financially responsible, Sarah.
Now just lodge and then now rent the room out.
Well, there you go. The question is, do I get another lodger?
Oh my God, 100%.
As I really need the income.
110%.
I'm screaming.
110%. Why are you even thinking about it? Oh my God, you're sitting.
Absolutely.
You're sitting on gold.
But there is a danger, Sarah, because
what?
You strike me as a lady who gets what she wants. If you happen to get another gorgeous, handsome lodger,
lovely, gorgeous,
you're not all gonna get to fit in the same bed, are you?
Well, you never. They could become a throuple.
Well,
they?
That I think that is the danger here.
Was that a danger?
How many lodgers are you going to get through, Sarah?
Of course, she's literally like, what's it for, like, eight?
At what point do they stop becoming a lodger?
Well, at what point does it become just a massive fucking orgy in your flat? A permanent orgy.
Yeah, what time have you just started hosting a swingers club?
Oh my God, literally. At what point does it get to where the police have to come and say, you need a license for this? So at what point?
You're going
to
start needing an HMO license.
You're conducting business out of this fucking flat now. You can't be doing this. You need a license for this.
Oh, babes, you're going to have to watch out for the tax man with all these lodgers as well. They'll get you.
Oh my God, yeah, they can't register to live there. Because...
Cash in hand. Although that's a different category, but maybe you could take a leaf out of there.
It's all linked. It's all the Matrix, darling. Interlinked.
I was just thinking about the Matrix. How weird.
We're in it.
Are we?
There's a glitch in the Matrix right now.
Where is it?
Where is it? Can't find it. I know. I have recently
not into
quick sidetrack. I've just come across this theory that, like, quantum physics, where it's like you've actually died 100 times, and you just carry on in another universe.
Where did you come across quantum physics?
TikTok.
Oh. That makes sense.
So what happens is you die, and you don't actually die. You, like, your consciousness never dies. So your body dies, and it does make me think that so many people have these theories where they're
is that quantum physics? I think that sounds more like religion.
No, it's quantum physics. Okay. And then it comes down to the point where people say they had these near-death experiences, and their theory is that they died, and this is just their consciousness moving on in another universe. And there's been so many times in my teens, aka I did a bag of drugs off the floor, so many times in my teens where I'm
sorry,
like,
Maria.
Where I'm like, sorry, mum. But, you know, it's one of the past. Like, I was young, dumb, full of cum and free.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I did a bag of drugs off the floor, and I, that could have been fucking anything. I just shoved it up my nose. What if I died in that moment and, like, overdosed off something, but this is just my consciousness moving on in another life?
So, are you saying you did die, or...?
Yeah, but this is just my consciousness in another universe. Like, but in that universe, I'm dead. Everyone's mourning me.
But you...
There's bank holiday now, apparently, for my death.
I'm a little bit confused because you're still in the same body.
No, but your mind goes to another one.
So you've not got the same mind?
It's physics, Tom. Tom, it's physics.
Don't sounds awfully head. Complicated. Sarah, to get back to your issue.
Sorry, Sarah.
I don't think there's much to be discussed here, really.
I don't think you can get another lodger, what? To be honest.
But you, that's the first thing you said.
Yeah, but I was just being shits and gigs.
No, you're just playing silly buggers.
Silly,
where
silly buggers. Mm. You know what? You can. Have a speak. Have a
I
speak
don't see an
him.
Issue with that.
Have a chat with him and be like, is this serious? Is this a serious relationship?
Well, even if it is if a serious is. Relationship... Be, just get him, give him a cut.
That's so true. This could, is he cut or uncut?
Give him question. A discount. Oh, yeah.
If,
what do you prefer?
Oh my God, 100% uncut. Mm-hmm. I can't be doing cut.
Sorry, Americans.
I can't be sorry.
Sorry. Have you ever slept with an American?
Yeah, of course I fucking have done.
I meant to talk about this last week, but.
I have slept with an American, yeah, have you?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
I slept with a. You, oh my God, you did.
Is that the only American you slept with?
No.
Oh, no, you slept with Oops in Miami as well.
I didn't sleep with him.
Oh.
Well, I want to see if someone that goes, Habs. What did it? Why did you do that?
He might have.
I left.
Okay.
Not after that. I obviously wasn't rude. I was just like, oh, I'm meeting my friend. See you.
Oops, I've double booked.
I've set for a guy in Miami and he had a gun on his bedside table, but he was so fit. He was like an ex stripper. Like, his body was insane. The gun? Mm-hmm. Double penny, yeah. It's a big rifle. No, he basically, we had sex and then. I looked over and he had like a rifle, no, not a rifle, like a handgun on his bedside table. And I was like, oh, what's that? And he was like, it's a gun, dude. And he literally spoke like that. Like, he was so hot. And
he
then
was so hot.
He was so fucking hot. And then he let me hold it. So I was like this, literally,
shut
imagine
up.
Me, legs
you're
spread.
You're such a little fucking pansy.
Him behind me, hand around my waist. Like, hands on my hands, like, show me how to hold it. He's like, just like this. And I was like, it's the safety on. Like, holding it. Like, and he was like, yeah. How hot was that? Come on, I lived the American dream.
That's so cringe.
Have you slept with an American?
I have, yeah.
Any more?
He was actually very sweet, but he went back to America.
It's a shame.
Yeah, one that got away.
Oh, sorry, Daniel.
Sorry.
But we're sidetracked from good old Saza.
Saza. From Taunton in Somerset.
I think that basically... You just speak to the guy and just say, look, we've got money bags here. We've got money bags. Let's maybe bring someone else into that room, split the cost of how much we're going to charge them, all live here.
And if he's got, if, you know, got if you're into MMF. Really,
what's MMF?
MMF.
Mammal female. 100% spirit. 110.
She's like, I want to see you two fuck.
Imagine.
Sarah, 49 from Taunton, Somerset.
Literally.
I want to see you two fuck each other.
Literally. You put your fucking fist in his ass right now. I know. Why did I fucking ask?
Yeah, she's like, hey, if you suck his cock, I'll cut your rent.
Sarah.
That's how it works in my flat.
You
anyway.
Know what? Oh my God. Speak to him. You're sitting on money bags and basically open a swingers club.
I think this is a non-issue.
For
I think this is a non-issue. Yeah. Go for it, Sarah.
Go for it, babes.
Have at it.
Have it.
So that is how the cock got lodged. Make sense now? So we've got cash in hand and we've got MILF or DILF left.
Cash in hand,
cash please, darling. So this is from Liam, 26, from Melsham in Wiltshire. Another place.
Why was he? Why did he like speak like the X Factor voice?
That Liam from Melsham in Wiltshire.
Adadeji. Do you remember her? She was great.
Oh, lovely.
I loved
girl.
Her. She's my favourite.
Lovely girl.
Lovely, chubby girl. Lovely.
Yeah, loves her mum.
Do you think that? Like, do you think that when I spoke to my American friend recently, I told her lovely jubbly and she didn't believe me. She said, "You don't say that."
Lovely jubbly.
How common
you don't
is that,
say that though?
No, but like English people.
Do, yeah.
And her friend thought it was to do with tits.
Lovely jubbly.
Lovely jubbly.
Lovely chubby loos.
Chubby loos. Right, next one. Come on. Good luck.
So Liam says from Melsham in Wiltshire, a friend of mine recently went out of his way to help me get a job. and a really good one at that. Before securing this new role, I'd been struggling to gain lawful employment.
Lawful?
So what he didn't doing? Struggle to get unlawful employment after having a tough few years in my late teens and several run-ins with the law. Ooh, you're like a bad boy.
You're not a fucking terrorist though, Chris.
I hope Liam's not a terrorist. Understandably, I'm very grateful to him as a checkered past always acts as a barrier despite being a reformed character.
A checkered past?
Checkered.
What the fuck's a checkered past?
I don't really know, actually. I kind of just...
You skimmed over that and I you went did. Too fast because we need to unpack that. A checkered past.
I guess like...
he's making
been,
shit up.
I guess it's been
point.
Like marked. Like
he's,
checkered.
No, he's making shit up. Okay. He's like, this is we're being punked.
Basically, he's got a dodgy past.
Mm.
Despite being a reformed character and wanting to do well in life. Now, however, my friend has asked me to buy him an iPhone 15 and a 2-week all-inclusive holiday to Turkey as an official thank you. I'd love a 2-week holiday to Turkey.
So it goes back to the dilemma with me and Amy when that the boyfriend wanted to ship him off. Do you remember?
It's a little bit different. Ex-criminal gets new job. Check
Wait,
it
you
past.
Know what? I've been dissociating for the past 2 minutes. You have to start again.
I'm not doing that again. Ex-convict.
Yeah.
Friend gives him a new job.
Yeah.
Very grateful.
Yeah.
Now friend is asking for him for an iPhone 15 and a 2-week all-inclusive holiday to Turkey as an official thank you.
I mean, that's probably more than an official thank you.
I'd say so. I think, you know, maybe a thank you card and a pint down the pub would do it. Maybe just
a Galaxy or something. I'd love that. Maybe a meal deal.
Also suggested I could give him the monetary value as a cash lump sum via bank transfer instead. This is all now feeling very weird and uncomfortable, especially the money part. Yeah, I'd say so.
It's
Liam.
A bit weird. We're like, so he's done you a favour, basically, and now he's been
and
like,
he's asking for
but I also
compensation.
Need 5-star old inclusive in Turks. I also need like a full body massage twice a week. Ooh. for 6 months.
I'd take that.
I also need a 6-month Disney Plus membership. Like, I feel like, and he's an ex-convict. Mm. What did he go to prison for?
Having a checkered past.
That's too vague. I need details.
Well, he says, how do I handle this situation without ruining the friendship? Well, Liam, this is no friend of yours.
Girl, friendship?
This is not
this
friendship.
Is not, no friend's going to do you a favour and Isn't be it? Like, here's the conditions, okay?
2 weeks.
I need this. And it sounds like, I don't know, if he's been to prison, he's got a checkered past, I'd be a bit scared of him.
Also,
is this? No.
Also, his friend's not the one with the checkered past. He has one. His friend has given him a job.
Right.
So he used to be in prison.
The one writing in?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Well done for doing your time. That was
what?
I thought it was a friend that had a checkered past.
No, he does, and his friend gave him a job, and now his friends are saying, right, you owe me for that.
Well, just bring up your checkered past and say, you don't fucking mess with me. I've got a checkered past. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't mess with me. I've got a checkered past, mate. I don't know who you think I am. I went to fucking prison. I'm doing the fucking slammer, mate. Don't start with me. Use it.
And let me tell you, I wasn't the one bending over getting the soap.
Let me tell you, I fucking planted soap for those fuckers. I put soap in there and I was there ready to pounce.
Oh,
attack.
Liam, I didn't expect that our audience would be made up of ex-cons.
But I love that because you know what? Whatever you did the crime and you did the time. Good for you. I've broken the law.
What did you do?
I smuggled a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Hello, please.
No, please, I won't survive in prison, please. I won't survive.
Yeah, it was jelly beans. How many was it? How many?
31.
Yeah, no, that is a crime then, is it? Okay, right. Yeah, no, pop over whenever. All right, thanks a lot. Bye now, bye.
Oh, what a shame, big strong officer. Cuff me. Oh God, we got an ex-con. Okay, I love that. Sorry, I really just dissociate there so much. I've got that all jumbled up. Good for you. First of all.
So what does he do then?
I think that...
That's a dodgy situation. Like,
your friend's got checkered past for the sounds of it. If he's asking for that, just say, what do you mean? I got you a job. No.
Also, iPhone 15s are expensive, man. As is a 2-week holiday to Turkey. Like, I don't know what job he's given you. Unless he's given you a fucking job as an investment banker. This isn't really, it's a bit out of line, to be honest.
I would say, no, say no. Literally just say no.
Great, good advice, Jake. Thanks
Or just
much.
Say no. Say, this would, just have a
well,
chat
question
with him.
Is how does he solve this without ruining the friendship?
Well, is it really a friendship if he's going to get angry after doing you a favour? Yeah, it's not a friendship. It's a endship, bro.
In fact, what I would actually say, and this is genuine, earnest advice. You don't want to be dependent on this kind of person because obviously they have these expectations that you're going to owe him forever.
Give him an inch.
So you've got this experience now doing whatever the job this is. Hopefully it's done you well.
What is the job?
We don't know.
There's a lot of missing details here that would have changed my advice.
Okay, well, we don't have them.
So
but yeah, I think like try and get out of that job, find something new where you don't depend on him. Because it's a bit of a precarious position. Like, I presume that he's in some kind of position of seniority or, like, authority over you at this job, if he's managed to get you a job. So it's a bit risky, like...
Don't piss him off.
Yeah, it's a bit risky.
Take him out for a curry.
I'd get out first and be like, thanks so much for your help. I actually don't think it's right that I give you an iPhone
15. Oh, get out of the job and get your own
job. And get another job, because otherwise, if he depends on him, there's too much at stake.
Well, no, I would... Oh, what, do you think that he could basically, like, sabotage it?
Probably, he could, couldn't he?
Yeah.
If he gave him the job in the first place, he could probably easily take it away. And be like, do you know, this guy's got a checkered past.
I brought you into this world, I can take you fucking back out, darling.
That's what my mum said.
Oh, God. Therapy.
I think that you are right, but at the same time, it might not be that easy for him.
No. But that is my advice.
So, yeah.
My advice isn't always easy, Jake, but it is always right.
Sometimes the right thing to do isn't the easiest, darling.
No.
And listen, at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do anyway.
That's the moral of this podcast.
Honestly, I'm going to fucking talk to you to the fucking cows come home, darling. You will do what you want to do.
And if that's going back to your checker past, we can't stop you.
Go back to your checker past.
Good luck to
you. Do your bits and your bobs. I ain't going to stop you. No, I think that you are right. I think maybe the best... Okay, here's some good advice.
He was an ex-car dealer. Just an idea.
Okay. Well, anyway, moving on. If he's not a reasonable person you can sit down with, take them for a curry, talk to them about it. If he's not that sort of person, maybe you need to go about it in a way that like you keep going, I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm seeing where I can source one
good
from.
Idea.
I'm looking on Love Holidays.
Filibuster.
Jet 2 with Jess Glynn. And then when the time comes, you've got all your experience from the job, and slyly at that time be applying for other jobs, getting another job because you've got experience, you've got a reference now, and then you're like, I'm fucking out of here, mate. You ain't getting no fucking phone, you ain't getting no fucking all inclusive to Turkey, darling. Just shove up your ass. There you go. Oh my God, did I just give good advice?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh my God.
I think that is good advice, actually.
I think that's great advice. Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We need to move on.
Yeah, okay.
What's his name? End before we run out of time. That was from Liam in Wiltshire.
Love.
Good luck to you, Liam. William. Right, last one then. This is Milf or Dilf.
Oh my God, which one?
So this is from Safik Milf. She's 21 from Brighton. God, a Milf at 21, bloody hell. Sorry,
good,
not judging.
You, babes.
Hey,
yeah, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
MILF?
MILF. She calls herself a MILF.
That's not a MILF.
Well, you're a MILF if you've got kids. That makes you
Mummy milkers. Amen.
So she says, hey, big fan here. So
I thought she was going to say big fag.
Big fag here.
Hey,
no.
Big fag here.
Big Sapphic MILF here.
Oh, wait, she's a lesbian?
Yes.
Another one.
She's Sapphic MILF.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with the lesbians writing in. Keep it coming.
So where do I even begin? I'm 21.
Start.
Oh, God. We're getting a whole life story here. I'm 21 and came out as bi when I was 17. I dated my ex.
Doing we fucking
right, all. I'm going to have to not take any interruptions on this one because I'm going to have to get through it.
Yeah.
I'm 21 and came out as bi when I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
I dated my ex-girlfriend long distance for 3 months and only ever had phone sex. I have had four different very long-term relationships with boys/men. And there is a difference.
There's a big difference.
And my most recent one, we were together 2 years and have a daughter together. Fucking hell. She's been about.
She's been about. What's her name?
Four different men and one woman, and she's 21.
She should have sat with the woman. She's just stuck with her.
I had always kind of felt like bi wasn't quite the right term, but was at a loss for how else to label my sexuality.
Frying pan.
Okay.
Frying pan.
So for a few years, it worked pretty well. In the back of my mind, I've always put off reading the lesbian master doc. I don't
what?
Know
what's the lesbian master doc
that is.
Okay, any of the girls in my girl, can you please tell us what the lesbian master doc is?
Is there some kind of Excel spreadsheet that where you're?
Oh my god, is this? Do we not know about this? Is it like secret? Is that a massive spreadsheet? Like who's dating who? Who's fucked who?
Oh my god, that would be sick.
Imagine in London though, like for the gay guys, that would just be chaos. Chaotic.
Yeah, but I would like to see it. I would like to see it. As I think I have a lot of internalized homophobia growing up in a very religious household, and part of me knew it was a strong possibility. I put this off until a few weeks ago, and fuck, has it fucked me right up. All I can think about now is, what if I'm a lesbian? Am I a lesbian? Well, it sounds like you might be. The thing that makes me question right is that I've always been attracted to men in a very selfish and shallow way.
And she just wants to get off.
I like the idea of men and fictional, the way I romanticize a real man in my head, but once the honeymoon stage is worn off, I find them slash sex with them repulsive.
Well, first of all, men are just like generally quite icky.
Yeah, they are.
More than women.
Oops.
So
she finds them repulsive, and they just become a good friend that I spend lots of time with. I'm not sure I have the capacity to love a real man for his
capacity
for his flaws, etc. I'm not turned on seeing guys naked. Right, I think.
Right, because if I'm honest, you're giving
some clues to what might be. Right, I'll carry on.
She's having like a self discovery as she's writing this. So she's like, I don't like willies. I don't like seeing men naked.
But this is getting willies out.
But it's the willies. Willies everywhere here.
I'm not turned on seeing guys naked and have never come from sex with one. Well, that does happen a lot, but I feel like your case may be different. But I guess I always assumed this was how other people felt, because all bi people say how different their feelings for different genders
are. That's so true. Some guys like to just like fuck guys and then race with girls, vice versa, other way around.
I know a guy who like who will shag guys but only date girls, but I feel like that's internalized homophobia. Anyway.
I think that I've had guys that I've shagged that are bi and they say they only shag guys and date girls. And in my head, I'm thinking, I can change him.
Yeah.
I can fucking change him. He's not met me yet. He's not got to know me yet.
So I'm wondering, am I a lesbian or do I just have intimacy issues? Right, you've hit the nail on the head there, sweetheart. No,
oh,
wait, I'm joking.
So it's in like she's just a bit turned out to homophobic, so she's not sure like,
No,
she's
but she has issues with women, men.
With men.
Maybe. I feel like I need to try a long-term relationship with a woman and see if I get the same way, but it's so difficult as no lesbian wants to date a baby gay, let alone one who has a toddler. Oof. That is a lot going on there. Any advice, opinions, or thoughts are super appreciated, whether they be on dating as a young parent or whether I'm a lesbian. Skull emoji. God, there really is a lot going on there.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Okay, so let's start with, are you a lesbian?
What do you think? Well, I do have friends. I know it's a bit of a shock.
You lucky thing.
But I do, I know. I'm not going to name them, obviously, but I do have friends that have the same issue as you. What's her name?
It's Sapphic Milf.
Sapphic Milf.
So that's why I forgot.
Oh, I love that Christian name.
Oh, love Sapphic that surname Milf.
We now christen this baby as Sapphic Milf.
Baby Sapphic. Oh, she's gorgeous. What's her name? Oh, Sapphic.
Oh, what's lovely? What's it short for? And what's we shorten it as? Oh, Sapphic Milf. Just Sapphic Milf.
Sapphic Milf.
Sapphic Milf.
Where does that come from?
And what's the middle name? Louise.
Sapphic Louise Milf.
Sapphic Louise Milf. Gorgeous. I do have friends that have the same issue that, you know, they're like, am I really lesbian or am I actually bi? Like, and they have this whole like war in their head, because when they think about like when they were younger, they'd always have crush on like women. And then like, and as well, like, and they say that when they fancy guys, they kind of fancy guys that like either the same size as them or like smaller than them. And they're kind of like, they like fancy pretty boys. And it's like, do I just want a mask lesbian? Like, and they're like, I don't really know.
But
like,
if you fancy a pretty boy, that's just your type.
That is your type if you're straight. But I'm saying these people, they're questioning whether they're like bi or lesbian. So they get a bit confused about it. It's hard because I've just been 100% gay. Like, I swear, it's tricky. It is tricky.
I feel like the fact that you've said quite clearly that you don't find men naked attractive, like, that's a bit of a red flag for me.
Because
here's the thing. I feel like what you said about girls fancying like pretty boys and mask girls or whatever, sometimes I'll like double take at a sort of mask look because I'm quite into pretty guys.
Oh my god, if you fancy me, just fucking say.
No, I said pretty. I said pretty. I'm quite into pretty guys, and if I see like a girl who's like
a bit more masculine,
tall, like short hair, like, and I don't, and I like double take.
You're like, who's that cutie?
Yeah, I'll literally be like, oh, who's that? And then I'll be like, oh, tits, shit,
chaps, fuck.
Which, but like, the distinction is, I'm like, surface, I'm like into you, but then sexual, as soon as any kind of sexual, I'm like, oh, not for me. There's just something about like the female, like,
anatomy.
Figure that I'm not attracted to.
That's so true, because I can see a girl and think, oh my god, she's fucking gorgeous, but like to see her naked, I'd be like, you know what, babes, pop off, you look fit, but like it will literally do nothing. Repulse me, but
so I think that's a really important thing that Suffolk Milford said.
That is a big indicator.
And I think
am I a lesbian, I don't fancy guys.
Yeah you probably might be. But she, what she said about her relationships with women so far, like, has she?
I think what she said about having to have a relationship with the women to really understand
four relationships.
You know,
with men.
This should have been a question for Amy, really, shouldn't it?
Oh, honestly,
you've written in too late, babes. You got two fucking gay boys.
No, but I really do think that should tell you something. If you're not sexually attracted to them when they're naked, like, you don't feel anything. And like you've been with plenty of guys, it's not like you've struggled to find the right one, like, I don't know, it sounds a bit questionable. And yeah, I think you've kind of answered your own question. You need to try a long-term relationship with a woman,
100%,
110%. And see if you end up having that same issue. I don't feel like you will, because if you haven't had the sexual issues, like you fancy boobs, you fancy a chubby loo. Okay, and just to quickly cover the second part of her question.
Okay, what's the second part?
She's got a child.
Right, okay, to be honest, yeah, this is the bigger issue. Fuck them kids.
I actually don't
think... Fuck them kids. Adoption.
I don't think... She says that no lesbians will want to date a baby gay. I don't think that's true at all.
I think, as we were saying earlier, I do think some people find it quite attractive when
like
someone's...
Me.
Not like fresh meat, because that's a bit gross. Just like someone...
Sweet and innocent.
Sweet and innocent. People like that.
Unjaded.
People look at me...
Untraumatized. Not us, not obviously, but
we're
some people.
But I mean, and some people like, although I will say, like, if I met a guy and he just come out or just discovered he was gay, I would be reluctant to start a relationship with him because...
I'd have sex with him,
but I think the whole
show him the ropes and then let him go on his way, free him.
This is the thing, I just feel like they will end up wanting to shag around.
Yeah, exactly.
Inevitably, fair so enough, true. Rightfully so.
So true.
Like, you need to
explore
yourself.
And you will probably want to do that as well.
Yeah, exactly. What? Also, why are you worried?
What are you worried for?
Go out there, go and explore your... I can't stress this enough. As a 28-year-old who...
She's 21.
When I was 21, I was like...
She's got a toddler. She can't do everything.
No, but I was stressed though when I was 21, thinking I was old, thinking I had to have a life to give up. I look back and I think, fuck me, if 21-year-old, because he's 28-year-old, they'd have a fucking seizure at being like, how do you not have your lives together at 28? But when I was 21, I look back and I'm like, I wish I just relaxed. Not like chase after relationships, not chasing after guys, just like having fun, like hanging out with my friends, going dating as many people as I could, like, and just seeing what I liked and not just jumping onto one good person and being like, you're my person.
And he stuck with that motto until today, really.
What did you say? Excuse me. I didn't actually hear you. What did you say?
Oh, don't worry.
I've met.
I actually think the fact that you have a child and the fact that you might be considering being a lesbian could be a good thing. I feel like guys would be way more put off by the fact that you have a child because they're very like laddie about like, oh, fucking hell, we're gonna be with, oh, I'm not I'm fucking adopting
and,
a kid.
Ball and
like,
chain.
Ball and chain.
Ball and chain.
Whereas like, it's a bit stereotypical, but like, I think women would be more empathetic towards that.
A bit more like
more
maternal.
Understanding.
Yeah.
Not that they should be, but I think they would.
Yeah.
Naturally just be nicer about
just
it.
Just be nicer people.
Because they are nicer people generally.
Yeah.
So I don't think you've got anything to worry about, Suffolk Mill.
I don't think you do Suffolk Mill, Suffolk Lewis.
I think you've got your life ahead of you and you've got so much fun stuff to
And you're and you know
to
what?
Explore.
And how amazing, this is kind of like this is a more serious note.
Oh, God.
How amazing though, like when kids, I think when they grow up with like a gay, bi, lesbian, whatever parent.
Oh, embarrassing.
Oh, child of this. I think it's fucking beautiful that they get to grow up and they are just gonna have so much acceptance towards people. Do you know what I mean?
Just naturally. Yeah.
Just naturally. And they're not going to learn hate. They're not going to learn. No, it's so nice. And I just think that, like, they're going to grow up accepting people that are different because their mom or dad is different. And
either that,
so nice.
Either that, or they will spend their life resenting the fact that they've been bullied for having gay dads.
Oh my god, am I sorry, fucking BNP.
And then they will just become these like homophobic monsters.
You know, so it could really go one way or the other. The devil's advocate needs to sit because I had a really nice moment there.
That was sweet, yeah.
It was sweet.
And not realistic. No,
I feel like your daughter, was it daughter or son? Who was that?
I don't know.
Your child, your little side project will be proud of you one day. And
one day,
whether they have another mummy or another daddy.
Another one? Yeah, where's dad in this? Curious.
All right, that's another fucking story. That's another thing got time.
Write in again next week. We could do a whole episode with you.
Where the fuck is the dad, fucker? yeah, I don't think you've got anything to worry about.
Yeah,
I understand it. When I was 21, I was stressing over stuff like this. Things will work, and it's always cliche, but things will just work out. Like, before you, like, you'll be stressed about stuff, and before you know it, things would have worked out. Maybe not to the way that you would have expected, but things would have worked out, and you're like, oh, that's kind of worked out.
And don't try and force yourself into some kind of arbitrary decision, like, I have to be a lesbian or I have to be into men.
Just explore, just like,
shag who you want, date who you want,
yeah,
see who end up liking the most, and then stay with them forever. Simple.
Up top, we smashed that. Suffolk Louise, lesbian.
MILF,
sorry.
Suffolk Louise MILF.
Suffolk Louise MILF. God love ya. Write in again. Tell us if you come to
a decision. Good luck to ya.
Good luck to your kid. We'd love to find out what your decision was. Love you lots.
And that's all we've got time for.
And that's that.
That is it for this episode.
It's been a blast.
It has been.
Yeah, it's been a good one.
We've had a good range. I'm loving all the MILF and the Sapphic stories.
I actually love that. Keep them coming in. I'm so glad we've had. It was such.
Amy's been a real trailblazer.
So to
keep going on about her.
We love her, honestly.
We love her.
She's incredible.
So thank you for listening. Tune in again next week for another episode. If you've got any willies or other anatomical problems, write in at williesoutpodcast.co.uk/willies. You can write a pseudonym, as Sapphic MILF, I assume, has done. But
her name.
Who am I to say?
You don't know.
Who am I to say? Give us a review, give us a like, give us a subscribe. You can watch on YouTube if you're not already watching on Spotify. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Lots of love, girly, welly, wee.
We'll see y'all.